This is Claire Solomon. I'm Assistant Professor of Hispanic Studies at Oberlin. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk about The Journey by Luis Cruz Azazeta. This painting caught my attention when I saw a photo of it in a catalog, even before I saw it in person. What I liked about it right away was the brightness of it and the figures it depicts. A man in a small boat that seems to be moving forward and stuck at the same time, almost as if that boat is rocking on the painted waves. The Journey is supposed to be a self-portrait of the artist, and you can certainly see this painting as part of the painter's autobiography, depicting his immigration from Cuba to the United States. Yet what I notice most in The Journey is ambivalence, tension, contrast. There's all that orange, first of all, a kind of cage or armature that seems to trap the man in his boat. The horizontal lines behind the journeyer's head give a sense of forward motion, but they also could suggest bondage or constraint. Some people have seen an abstract Cuban flag in those red, white, and blue lines in the upper left quadrant of the painting. Others imagine that they see the United States flag. Others still imagine bloodshed. Some see the boat as moving from left to right, but you could also imagine that it moves from right to left, with the man not facing a future in the United States, but looking backwards, head bent in regret or sadness or loss. There is a tension, too, between abstraction and figuration. There are some clear figures, the person and the boat, and then there are more abstract portions within the same painting. This combination makes it hard for me to define what is happening with perspective. For example, where does the sea end and the sky begin? The choppy, dark sea beneath the boat is black brushstrokes streaked with red, white, and blue. Is everything above those black brushstrokes the sky? And what about that sky? Is it memory to the left and speculation to the right? Vice versa? This blend of figuration and abstraction makes me think about where the Cuban Sea ends and the Florida Sea begins, and how inadequate our concepts are sometimes for the nature they divide up. There is also tension within these central figures of man and boat. They are both equally covered with that ambiguous orange armature that seems to both imprison and protect. If you squint and try to imagine the painting without those thick orange brushstrokes, which I've been assured by someone far more expert than I, were painted last, think about how different the painting feels. The human figure feels more vulnerable, less universal without it, the bent neck more fragile, and our eyes focus more on the specifics of his face. Yet with the kind of day-glow orange exoskeleton in place, it becomes more of a fable, a fairy tale. Man crosses shark-infested ocean in a tiny boat. But we could also see it as a kind of hybrid boatman crossing a flag-infested sea. In any case, this is not an immigrant who crosses a border and leaps out of that boat to freedom. This is an immigrant who will always be an immigrant, for whom the border is also internalized, an existential condition. The contrast between the brushiness of the aggressive strokes of color and the washiness of some areas of the sky reiterate this kind of ambivalence as an interior reality. The horizontal bars on the left contrast with the washy blue to the right, broken only by a spiraling white line that evokes almost a cartoon thought bubble. If you look closely, you'll see that the painting is actually done on two separate pieces of paper, so the scene is divided right down the middle of the man and the boat. What if the border isn't crossed by the immigrant, but rather crosses the immigrant with a day-glow armature without which the voyage would be impossible, but which also changes the voyager? What if the person who sets out is not the one who arrives?